everyone. Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it's that time for another relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's jump right in. I am excited to have my very first guest that we ever had on the Unjaded series back with me today, Vanessa Tan, Senior Manager of Research and Market Intelligence with Cox Automotive. And you all might have remembered from the first episode that I made Vanessa promise us that anytime an industry study is released from her team, that she would come back and make sure you all would be one of the first to hear the results, as well as how those results should be shaping your business, your strategy, and your action plan. So welcome back, Vanessa.
Thank you, Jade. I am so grateful that you invited me back, and I'm so happy to be able to provide a sneak preview to your listeners and viewers, because there's so much going on with electrification, and we have some new insights, I think, that's going to help the industry.
Yes, I agree. So I am going to dive right in and start out by asking if you could share a little bit about the EV study conducted by Cox Automotive and a bit about the history of it and what the study aims to cover.
Great question. So we've been doing this study for a while, and I'm going to give you like a little bit of a history lesson. So about 8 to 9 years ago, Chevy was launching their Bolt, and they said, hey, we're going to need help. So we started doing an EV study back then, and then we started doing it on a bigger scale. So the last time we did a huge study was in 2021. Where we focus on consumers, what their sentiments are, what their, you know, adoption mindset, what barriers there are. But this year, we're doing something even bigger, and we surveyed both consumers and dealers. And we haven't surveyed dealers since 2019. So you're going to see how dealers are feeling, how consumers are grasping towards an EV, and what decisions are important to them, like factors that are important to them. So we track all of that information, but we also figure out what is like the synergy between dealers and OEMs in trying to reach this EV future. And what are they doing together to help them accelerate EV adoption?
Yes, this is such an important topic. And you know the things I always mention when we talk about EV adoption: awareness, affordability, infrastructure. So it sounds like that you're going to hit on all three of those with our listeners and with me today. So Vanessa, right out of the gate is my usual first question to you on a newly, highly anticipated study results release. What would you say surprised you and your team the most in the 2024 EV study findings?
Well, I'm going to say the thing that really popped at me would be the shift in EV shopper demographics. So Jade, you're probably aware, I'm going to say over 7 years ago, EV buyers were white, affluent males, right? But these days we're seeing EV shoppers being much more diverse, younger, and of lower income. So therefore, we're seeing this big shift, and we want to make our OEMs, our dealers, the industry aware that the EV market is casting a wider net. So they have to be more resourceful and more unique in the messaging and how to market and how to sell to this group. So I think this is really exciting, but it also tells me with this broader audience that are shopping for EVs, it tells me that EVs are becoming more mainstream.
Yes, that awareness spectrum goes both ways across all consumer segments, all dealer segments, and all manufacturer segments. So next, I want to mention that I think every dealer and OEM, they're actively talking about and trying to build strategies around what to do with and how to move EV inventory. But based on that, would you say with EV sales growth slowed down, EV inventory levels are piling up a bit, are shoppers just not buying EVs, or do you believe that EV adoption is going to ramp up in the future? And what can dealers and our industry expect based on the EV adoption study findings?
Well, that's a great point, because we are seeing that EV supply is outpacing demand. But like you said, it's just that EV sales growth has slowed down. It's not that people aren't buying. They're still buying, but not at the rate that we saw in 2022. But I will say this, based on the study findings, one of our biggest key thing that we want people to know is that the EV market is transforming. And we do see that skeptics, so those are the people right now who are in the market to buy a car, but they're not considering an EV. So kind of think of them as like EV rejectors, right? So these people, we ask them, we're like, hey, when do you think that is the right time to buy an EV? And surprisingly, a majority of them said in 3 to 5 years. So that puts them at a purchase timeframe of 2026 to 2028. So EVs are coming no matter whether we're ready or not, they're coming. And we see that in the data among this group. And what we're seeing is that we ask them, we're like, okay, well, what's holding you back from purchasing an EV now? And they said, you know what? I need to see that EV technology would improve. And by improvement, I mean faster charging time, longer drive range, and better battery health so it can keep the charge. So these are some of the things that they told us specifically. In addition, Jade, they said, you know what? I need more education. I need how to operate. I need to know how to maintain it. But they also said, and this is the third factor, would be that I need to see prices go down. So there's all these different things at play, but I do think that consumers will buy EVs. More consumers will buy EVs.
Yes. So I love what you just shared. And I'd like to actually take that a step further. So based on those insights that you just went over, what should dealers and OEMs be doing to strategically target EV shoppers that are ready now to help move the EV inventory on their lot now and in the near future?
You know what? Based on our study results, we're able to focus on what people want now and forecast what they want in the future. So Jade, with current EV shoppers, the key thing that's holding them back is price. These are the people who are actually considering EVs. They're like, you know what? I'm hesitating because the prices have not gone down yet. And these people that we talk to, they're also not that aware of EV incentives that are out there. So they need education on that part of it. And with that, we tested out some concepts in the study where we're like, okay, what about some of these non-financial incentives that would get you to buy? And the three things that they said, you know what, this is going to push me forward to buy, would be like a free at-home charger that you can install for me, free maintenance on the EV. So, hey, if I can get free maintenance, that's going to help with the cost. But the other thing that's really going to help is that if we gave them free charging credits at the public charging stations. So you know what? That can help ease the cost as well. So we think these are the factors that's going to help them buy sooner, but also they want to save on gas. This is what they're telling us. I'll get an EV because I'm going to save on gas. But they also have this mindset of being environmentally friendly. So we can tout that in the messaging when we're talking to these customers. So those are the current EV customers that are out there trying to look for the right EV. Now, in forecasting in 3 to 5 years, so that's in 2026 to 2028, those customers are a little bit different. They are more hung up on the education of EV and the experience of owning an EV. They want to know more about the cost of ownership. Is my insurance going to go up? Is charging for the electricity on my home going to go up? So, and they also want to know, well, how do I maintain this vehicle? How do I operate this vehicle? So they want more education, more exposure. So we think that perhaps having online tutorials to help explain all that will ease their comfort level into them adopting sooner, Jade.
Yes, so many pieces to consider. Vanessa, can you share with us what brands are making waves in the EV market? Because I think all brands and dealers and industry partners as a whole can learn from what those innovators and ground pavers are doing right to really stand out in both that awareness and consideration piece today.
Well, the good news is we saw great brand awareness. We saw a lift in that, but also a lift in brand consideration as well. Okay, so some brands that I'm going to throw at you that's seeing, you know, their consideration and awareness just spike. The number one gainer, Hyundai. Hyundai has gained so many consideration and people viewing because they expanded their line with the Ioniq nameplate that they have, and they're selling them at such a great level. So they've gained a lot. Their sister company, Kia, they're doing really well, and we see them gaining in awareness and consideration. They have their EV6, their EV9, and they continued with their Niro. So they're doing really well. Chevy is still doing well. Ford is still doing well. Toyota and Honda are doing better. As you recall, they've launched their Prologue, you know, and Toyota has their BZ4. I mean, that's doing well as well. So we're seeing traction for these companies. Now, I can't talk about brands without talking about Tesla. Tesla still leads the market in awareness and consideration. And we saw a 5 percentage point lift from 2021 to today. I do know that their demand has decreased a little bit in terms of sales because of the intense competition in the marketplace. So they had to decrease their prices, right? But they're still doing really well. And I'm going to say Mercedes with their EQ line is doing really well. And lastly, I want to mention Volvo because they increased in shares, but they're one of the first, Jade, to say, hey, we're all in with electrification and we're aggressive with our goals. So I think that's really working for them.
So much advancement. I love it. So I think one of the questions that is on all of our minds with vehicle prices being higher in general and interest rates and affordability being an issue for both ICE and EV, did the study results or insights reveal that price has changed or affected used car consideration for EVs?
You know what? Absolutely. Because as I mentioned before, price is still one of the hurdles that's holding people back from an EV. And we think that with a used EV, that's a more affordable option, right? And we do see that in our data. In 2024, I think it's 77% of EV shoppers are considering a used EV. Now that's compared to the 62% that we saw back in 2021. So that's definitely at the top of people's minds. Now, if we gave them the option of an EV, a used EV with a remanufactured battery, we do see that used EV consideration jump up by 10 percentage points to 87%. So I think that's going to be a bit of a game changer with these remanufactured batteries. And we think that's really going to help with the affordability issues that you've mentioned.
Yes. So I would love, as we start to wrap up this eye-opening session, one more big, important question that everyone probably has. What recommendation is there for OEMs and dealers to team up to be more effective in growing the EV market and making consumers more comfortable?
That's a great question, and we do get that question all the time. The good news, Jade, is that we're seeing more collaboration and more partnership between the OEMs and the dealers. And OEMs have gotten much more involved in the selling of EVs. In fact, in our study back in 2019, one out of four dealers said, you know what? The OEM was the primary decision maker in the sales EV strategy. However, fast forward to today, we see that percentage jump up to 35% of the dealers saying that OEMs are the primary decision makers in their EV sales strategy. So much more involved. And we do see the good news is that dealers are continuing to make these investments to sell EVs, because OEMs do have these mandated requirements, right? And dealers, they're all in. And we see that they're all in. But the key thing is that they're also trying to recoup their investment, right? So the average amount of money that they're spending in these investments is roughly around $258,000. That's a lot of money. And to be able to recoup that, they need more support. They do say that, hey, over 70% of these dealers, they're saying, you know what, OEMs, you're supporting me with marketing and sales and service type of efforts, but I need it to be more effective. And by more effective, it's beyond just the sales training and the service training for my techs. I need help with you providing or guiding me on the equipment I need to service the vehicle. I need sales incentives. I need funding to help me advertise it a bit more. So there's all this synergy that's going to have to increase between dealers and OEMs to really accelerate EV adoption.
Yes. You know, as we wrap up, I want to share a couple of the items that we from the consumer side of the Cox Automotive business believe to be truths. We do believe that EV battery health concerns will subside as more data and resources and even things like health scores become available to consumers from manufacturers and companies like us. And while the EV industry matures and the tech matures, prices will come down, consumers will become more comfortable with EVs, and batteries could prove to be as or likely more reliable than ICE powertrains. And so, as expected in many transformational adoption curves, the picture kind of goes from ideative and rosy to real, and that's where we are now. Dealers and manufacturers alike are realizing that selling more EVs is going to require more effort. So expectations for EV growth in the U.S. market have moved from rosy to what we're calling reality. And as EV sales steadily increase, but consumer acceptance grows slowly, prices are falling, and in some cases, inventories are building. So in 2024, the Cox Automotive team's expecting that the industry will fully come to terms with the fact that the average consumer has to be sold on the merits of going electric. And many won't be easily convinced, but with more models, more incentives, more discounting, more advertising, and more sales muscle, we truly believe that more sales will follow. And with EV sales in the U.S. in 2024 topping the more than 1 million unit record that was set in 2023 and accounting for more than 10% of total sales. Hybrid models will add to further to the mix, pushing the share of electrified vehicles, which would be, of course, EVs, plug-in hybrids, to near 24% of the market in 2024. And so while fewer EVs may be eligible for some of the IRS tax credits, thanks to changing guidelines, we do believe that federal incentives will continue to encourage consumers to buy electric, and that leasing of electric vehicles actually should continue to increase also, with an expected growth of 5 percentage points within the year to nearly 25%. So as we wrap up this amazing conversation, Vanessa, I would like you to share where our viewers and listeners can find more of our EV insights and the full results from the EV adoption study that is has just come out.
Great question. So we want your viewers to go to coxauto.inc.com/newsroom and just, you know, search for 2024 Path to EV Adoption Study.
Love that. So www.coxautoinc.com/newsroom. And then search for the EV study, and you can't miss it. We will also post it on our Unjaded for the Road Forward site for all of our subscribers and viewers. So, Vanessa, I so value our time together and the great work that your team does to seek out data and arm us with insights, because knowledge is power. And so I think that about wraps it up. A big thanks to Vanessa Tan for being my guest and allowing our Unjaded viewers and listeners to be one of the first to hear about the EV adoption study results and insights. It is a hot topic for certain, not only in our industry, but for consumers around the world. Also, a big thank you to all of you for watching or listening to this bonus episode of Unjaded for the Road Forward. Don't forget to visit b2b.autotrader.com/unjaded for the road forward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released each month, as well as be surprised with subscriber-only bonus content throughout the year, just like this one. Be sure to tune in next month as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they are currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and as always, we are cutting through the noise together to drive real results for you.